Well, good afternoon, good morning, and indeed good evening to all of you. Welcome to this very special edition World Health Organization free teleclass provided by Weber Training. It is my great pleasure to welcome you all joining us here on this special day. This is the third year of WHO's Save Lives, Clean Your Hands campaign. Without further ado, I have the honour of introducing Professor Didi Pitet, who I am confident that you all know. Professor Pitet is the external lead for WHO's Patient Safety, Clean Care is Safer Care programme, as well as many other programmes, and is the lead for the Infection Control programme and WHO Collaborating Centre at the University of Geneva Hospitals and the Faculty of Medicine. Given that today is 5th of May, and I have the pleasure of being the project manager for Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, Professor Pitet today is going to give you more information on this global campaign, as well as the importance of worldwide hand hygiene events and activities. Thank you very much, Professor Pitet.
Thank you very much, Claire. Hello, everybody. Hello to my friends and colleagues from all over the world. Let me tell you that this is a great privilege for me to have the possibility to try to speak to as many as possible of you in this very important day of the 5th of May. The title that has been given to me today and that I actually really enjoy addressing is the importance of worldwide hand hygiene events and activities, as you can see it from my title. I would like to thank Paul Weber for his fantastic capacity to link each others and to have all of us together today on this very important day, facilitating this possibility to have this webinar all together. Let's go to my first slide, which is, as usual, this slide that is telling you, welcome to the hospital. Infection are waiting for you at the entrance door of the hospital and will certainly complicate your hospital stay. This is certainly a funny way to start, but it is certainly a real way to jump into the reality of infections, healthcare-associated infections, and infection control. Let's move to the next slides that summarize the objectives of today's presentation. Describe the background to WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, and speaking and addressing the scope of the problem. Outline the impact of WHO's global hand hygiene efforts and outline examples of activities related to the 5th of May, the global day for focusing hand hygiene in healthcare. Next slide. Let's start with describe the background to WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, or discuss the scope of the problem. Next. Establishing a global annual day for hygiene in healthcare. What were the initial drivers? First, the high burden of endemic healthcare-associated infection worldwide. Let me remind you, no less than 1.4 million infections occurring every day worldwide in hospitals. Second, the known suboptimal hand hygiene compliance rates. Third, the potential impact of improved hand hygiene. And fourth, the potential impact of a campaign to improve hand hygiene. Next slide. High burden of endemic healthcare-associated infection worldwide. Healthcare-associated infections are the most frequent adverse event in healthcare delivery worldwide. It can be estimated that each year, hundreds of millions of patients around the world are affected by healthcare-associated infection. The burden of infection is several-fold higher in low and middle income than in high income countries. And the burden of infection is one of the key areas of work of Clean Care is Safer Care. Let's move to the next slide. The next slide shows you the first page of a reprint of an original article on the healthcare-associated infection endemic burden in developing countries that was published actually by WHO Clean Care is Safer Care team in The Lancet, first author being Benedetta Allegrenzi, published in The Lancet in actually December 2010, ahead of PUB, and in January of 2011. I will encourage all of you to read this paper and understand the reality and the burden of endemic healthcare-associated infection in developing countries. The next slide summarizes the compliance with hand hygiene in different healthcare facilities worldwide. This is an extract of the Chapter 16 of the WHO Guidelines on Hand Hygiene in Healthcare. If you look at the average from these reviews of the literature, next slide, the average compliance was 38.7%. 38.7%. It means that on average, worldwide, every time healthcare workers had to clean their hands, only almost four times over 10, they would clean their hands. Though, poor compliance with hand hygiene is a reality worldwide. Let's move to the next slide. Remember last year, on the 5th of May 2010, WHO invited all of you to actually monitor what is called Moment 1 in a global observation survey. So in 388 healthcare settings, in 47 countries, a total of 82,000 and more opportunities for hand hygiene were monitored, and the overall compliance was 51.4%. So around 50% for the so-called moment one, before patient contact. The next slide shows actually hand hygiene compliance by region, and as you can see, it varies according to the different regions that are here listed according to WHO regions. AMRO, EURO, EMRO, VIPRO, CIRO, and AFRO, and as you can see, compliance varied from one region to another, certainly pushing for the need to improve compliance worldwide. The next slide showed you hand hygiene compliance by professional category. And as you can see, it also varies between professional categories. Now, importantly, as addressed on the next slide, what is the impact of hand hygiene promotion on healthcare-associated infection? Well, between 1977 and February of this year, 30 studies investigated the impact of hand hygiene as a single intervention to reduce healthcare-associated infection. 27 showed that behavioral change illustrated by improved hand hygiene compliance leads to the reduction of healthcare-associated infection, particularly bloodstream and surgical site infection. Only 3 of those 30 studies showed no significant impact on infections, but in 2 of those studies, hand hygiene compliance did not increase significantly. So we can say that in almost all studies published in the literature so far, if you improve hand hygiene, you reduce infections. An increasing number of studies have investigated the correlation between alcohol-based hand rub consumption and healthcare-associated infection rates, and we will discuss later some of those results, but there is a close relationship between the two. The next slide showed you our original data of hospital-wide nosocomial infection trend between 1994 and 1998, published in Lancet in 2000, and whereby increasing hand hygiene compliance was associated with a marked reduction in healthcare-associated infections, in this case, equivalent to a 50% reduction in 3 years. The next slide shows and summarizes the long-term reduction of infection rates and cost implications of successful hand hygiene promotion in our institution between 1994 and 2001. So if you like, an eight-year study, an eight-year follow-up. I won't enter into the details of this data, but the cost of a hospital-wide hand hygiene campaign averaged €2.53. Today, we look at the dollars, it could be around $2.3 per admission and corresponds to 1% or around 1% of the costs attributable to healthcare-associated infections. So, largely cost-effective. It is clear that if you succeed by improving hand hygiene, you will be extremely cost-effective for your institution. The next slide shows to you the Hand Hygiene Culture Change Program in Australia. Components are listed: executive commitment, hospital, state, national, alcohol-based hand rub, alcohol wipes for shared equipment, education of healthcare workers, patients, and relatives, healthcare workers' empowerment and engagement by talking balls, gimmicks, and so on, clear outcome measures, and a large publicity consisting of open reporting of good and bad results. Measurements were important. The Australian measured hand hygiene compliance, alcohol-based hand rub usage data on a monthly basis, and they also followed rates of methicillin-resistant staph aureus, so-called MRSA disease. Healthcare-associated MRSA bacteremia were monitored per 100 patient discharges and healthcare-associated MRSA isolates per 100 patient days. And both data were monitored monthly. On the next slide, you see statewide hand hygiene compliance monitoring over a 2.5-year follow-up. And as you can see, compliance improved. It improved in three types of hospitals, whether it were urban, rural, or state hospitals, on a very significant proportion. And I thank Lindsay Grayson for the courtesy of having given to me those slides. The next slide shows the impact of the strategy. Statewide MRSA bacteremia on the left-hand upper panel, statewide MRSA isolates, clinical isolates on the right-hand panel. And as you can see, starting from the time of the improvement strategy, you can see a decrease in MRSA bacteremia as well as in MRSA isolates. A fantastic impact of the campaign. The next slide shows another experience. Secular trends of healthcare-associated infections in a teaching hospital in Taiwan, 1981 to 2007. As you can see, the curves are shown for episodes of staph aureus as well as MRSA per 100 discharge. And as you can see, starting from the point where the team began to upgrade infection control and promote hand hygiene, there was a tremendous decrease. The next slide shows another experience from another part of the world. Significant reduction of MRSA in 38 French hospitals between 1993 and 2007. As you can see, very, very dramatic reduction and importance of the beginning of alcohol-based hand rub campaign. Following the launch of the alcohol-based hand rub campaign, the consumption of alcohol-based hand rub increased regularly from 2000 to 2007, from 2 to 21 liters per 1,000 days of hospitalization. As you can see on the right-hand side panel, in acute care hospitals, MRSA rates decreased was sharper after the launch of the alcohol-based hand rub campaign, from minus 2% to minus 4.7% per year. And the same trend were shown for long-term care facilities. Also, the consumption of alcohol-based hand rub was less important, as expected, of course, because on those healthcare facilities, the need for hand hygiene opportunities are not as high as in acute care facilities. Let's move now to the next slide, which is a very nice summary of the impact of alcohol-based hand rub use on MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus. And this is an analysis of the literature where the author from Germany have linked the improvement in the use of alcohol-based hand rub on the horizontal axis to the improvement in MRSA in proportion decreased, as you can see, in the vertical axis. An increase in alcohol-based hand rub consumption was correlated significantly with an improvement in the MRSA situation, and the correlation was very, very close. So those examples are really important for you to keep in mind. There are many others in the literature, but we cannot show all the examples. What is clear is that if you improved your compliance with hand hygiene, you decrease infections, you decrease MRSA, you decrease your actually problem in your institution, and you improve patient safety. Let's move to the next slide. The next slide is entitled Using Campaigns to Improve Health. And the first example that I would like to tell and show to you is tuberculosis. TB, Global Plan to Stop TB. The World TB Day is an important day for the world and for WHO. Another example is malaria. Next slide. Malaria Day. The World Malaria Day. Another day where people are united to fight against a terrible disease, malaria. Next slide. Countries or area in the world running hand hygiene campaigns. Just go on the website, look at Clean Care is Safer Care, go on to campaigning countries, and then you will have a list of countries: Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belgium, etc., etc. They are in alphabetical order. Each of you, when you can give us news, we would like to know about it. We would like to know about the countries or large areas running hand hygiene campaigns. And I can tell you there are many, and they are useful, they are successful. Next slide. WHO Save Lives. Clean your hands. To maintain a global profile on the importance of hand hygiene in healthcare, to reduce healthcare-associated infections and enhance patient safety worldwide. Every 5th of May, WHO is bringing people together to improve and sustain hand hygiene. Let's move now to the next slide and to introduce the second part of my talk today. Outline the impact of WHO's global hand hygiene efforts. And of course, this is always a great pleasure for me to, next slide, introduce this map. This map of the world. Today, in orange, you have the 124 countries committed to address hand hygiene and to address healthcare-associated infection through the signature of the pledge to Clean Care is Safer Care by their Ministry of Health. And as you can see, we are now covering almost 90% of the world population with this campaign between October 2005 and December 2010. On the next slide, you see the countries and areas from around the world running a hand hygiene campaign. And this is the status as of December 2010. And I must tell that there are certainly countries missing. We need still to have confirmation. For example, if I tell you that Argentina started on the 28th of April, the next country to be on board would be Argentina, and so on and so on. So all those countries where you see their flags have countrywide or large area-wide promoting hand hygiene campaigns. So important for us. So important that as many countries as possible will help each single hospitals in their country to promote hand hygiene. The next slide shows actually the My 5 Moment for Hand Hygiene approach. You are all aware of this approach. You are all aware of the fact that those 5 moments are so important. Before touching a patient, before clean or aseptic procedure, after body fluid exposure risk, after touching a patient, after touching patient surroundings, these are the 5 moments, next slide, that are so important. We propose these as a unified vision for trainers, observers, and healthcare workers to facilitate education, to minimize inter-individual variation, to increase adherence. So important that we all speak the same language. So important that we all could make sure that we are all monitoring the same thing and that we are all promoting the same good action. The next slide shows you registration to save lives, clean your hands. As of the year we started, the 6th of May, 2009. Remember, at that time, we reached 5,000, and our objective target by May 2010 was, next slide, 10,000. How much did we reach? On the 4th of May 2010, we had 11,543 hospitals in the campaign. And we are continuing. And we try to look between 2009 and 2010. And this is the next slide. How much things have changed? As examples of local activities, between 2009 and 2010 in such a high number of countries. Education sessions held from 32 to 36 countries. Promotional material distributed in 26 and in 25 countries, respectively in 2009 and 2010. Displays about hand hygiene put up at facilities. Hand hygiene audits that range from 5 to 15 countries, using in particular the WHO Moment One Global Survey in 2010. Development and promotion of e-learning tools, hand hygiene testing stations, hand hygiene quiz, and so on and so on. There are other examples of activities from all around the world. But important to say that this 5th of May is really, really making important change in hospitals. Let's move to the next slide. The next slide is also one of my most favorite slide. Breaking news. Facilities registered May 2011. As of yesterday, there were 13,226 healthcare facilities registered from 153 countries. I repeat, from 153 countries. As you probably all know, there are 192 countries in the United Nations, and we have hospitals registered from 153 countries, which means a lot. It means that we will certainly one day reach every single country from around the world. Today, and please give the words, we need to continue with this campaign. We need to have more and more hospitals registering. Today, we have a huge hospital that is staffed by around 7.6 million healthcare staff, and which probably around 3.3 million patient beds from all around the world. This is very important. The next slide is telling you the same thing. Our target in May 2010 was 10,000. Today we hope many more will come on board. We are already at 13,000 and more from 153 countries, and we want to continue and go on and go on. The next slide shows you the cumulative number of hospitals registered to the Save Lives, Clean Your Hand campaign. Registration curve as of yesterday, 4th of May 2011. And as you can see, the curve is growing and growing and going up. And we hope that by the end of the day, maybe we will reach 15,000 hospitals worldwide. Where are those hospitals? Where are they? On the next slide, you see the distribution of hospitals and healthcare facilities from around the world by region. Afro, AMRO, EMRO, Euro, CIRO, and WIPRO. And as you can see, there are large increases in each of the region worldwide. And we need to continue. It's clear that there are less hospitals in Africa and that we need to concentrate on the Afro and on the EMRO region. But it's still very important that in AMRO and Euro, we get more and more healthcare facilities to participate into the campaign. Why is it so? Because we want to improve patient safety everywhere around the world, every day. Let's move on the next slide and discuss hand hygiene as an important action every day. Every day, every minute of every day, hand hygiene can save lives. The aim for at least one registered healthcare facility in every country is one of our goal, is one of our objective. Why? Just because, think about the fact that in every country, it has started once in one hospital, and that nowadays, there may be countries where thousands of hospitals are participating. There is a targeted plan to connect with those who still have not registered, who still have no registered facilities. Regions and countries to aim to keep the profile of hand hygiene alive by achieving more and more registrations and actively featuring Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, aims and goals day on day, year on year. This is extremely important to ensure sustainability. Save Lives, Clean Your Hands is a perfect illustration of great oaks from little acorns grow. And this is so important for all of us to remember. This is so important for all of us to realize that the very little thing that you seem to happen and do at your institution can end up to be so important for your next door hospital, for your hospitals in your own countries, and hospitals worldwide. Think about it. Great oaks from little acorns grow. Next slide. Example of important publications that influenced the impact. As of 2011, we recently published this editorial, WHO's Save Lives, WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands Global Annual Campaign, a call for action. 5th of May 2011, paper was published in Infection in actually this month. Campaigns and continuity, paper published in the Lancet Infectious Disease very recently. Very important. Continuity is really one of our main challenges today. Next slide. On the next slide, let me announce to you a very important actually event for this year. We at WHO Clean Care is Safer Care team did a great effort in order to publish this WHO report on the burden of endemic healthcare-associated infection worldwide, which is actually a systematic review of the literature. And I would like to actually here publicly thank my collaborator at Clean Care is Safer Care, in particular Benedetta Allegrensi and Sepide, for their huge effort in this massive endeavor. You can find this publication by accessing actually our website, as you can see and as indicated here, newly issued today, fresh out of the press, The Burden of Healthcare Associated Infection Worldwide. The next slide actually summarizes some of the information in this paper. Constraints with healthcare-associated infection surveillance. Surveillance systems for healthcare-associated infection exist in several high-income countries, but are virtually non-existent in most low- and middle-income countries. This makes it difficult to gather reliable global information on healthcare-associated infection. However, no institution or country can claim to have solved the problem of healthcare-associated infection. Thus, it is extremely important to make sure that surveillance is more and more conducted worldwide, and with always, every day, more and more acuity. Only 23 developing countries, which means 15.6%, reported a functioning healthcare-associated infection national surveillance system in 2010. 13 out of 28, which means 46.4%, European high-income countries were reporting either ICU acquired infections, surgical site infections, or both to the Helix network in 2008. On the next slide, you have the overall prevalence of healthcare-associated infection, left-hand side panel in low- and middle-income countries, right-hand side panel in high-income countries. As you can see, there is a very important difference between the two. In low- and middle-income countries, the pooled prevalence was 10.1%, ranging from 5.7 to 19%. And when we look at high-quality papers only, it was 15.5%. In the high-income countries, for comparison, the pooled prevalence was 7.6%, ranging from 3.5% to 12%. So as you can see, the difference between the two is at least two-fold increase comparing low- and middle-income countries to high-income countries. Next slide shows actually overall healthcare-associated and device-associated infections incidence in high-risk patients between 1995 and 2010, and this is resulting from the meta-analysis that we conducted. In high-income country, overall healthcare-associated, in the left-hand side, in blue rectangle, overall healthcare-associated infection incidence, 17 per patient days. If you look at, on the right, low- and middle-income countries, 47.9 per 1,000 patient days. If you look then at the second line, catheter-related BSI, 3.5 per 1,000 catheter days compared to 12.2 per 1,000. If you look at catheter-related urinary tract infection, 4.1 per 1,000 compared to 8.8 per 1,000. And then ventilator-associated pneumonia, so-called VAP, 7.9 compared to 23.9 per 1,000 ventilator days. a very, very important difference between high and low and middle income countries, at least 2 to 3 times higher in low and middle income countries, and up to 30 times higher in some countries. So there is still a lot of work to do. There is still a lot of patients that we could benefit, that could benefit from an improved behavior, from an improved compliance with hand hygiene and other infection control procedures. Let's move to the next slide. Main solutions and perspectives for improvement are identifying local determinant of the healthcare-associated infection burden, improving reporting and surveillance systems at the national level, ensuring minimum requirement in terms of facilities and dedicated resources available for healthcare-associated infection surveillance at the institutional level, including microbiology laboratories capacity, ensuring that core components for infection control are in place at the national and healthcare setting levels, implementing standard precautions, particularly best hand hygiene practices at the bedside, improving staff education and accountability, conducting research to adapt and validate surveillance protocols based on the reality of developing countries, and conducting research on the potential involvement of patients and their families in healthcare-associated infection reporting and control. As you can see, we have many solutions and perspectives for improvement, and I'm confident that we will succeed on the long term to improve patient safety worldwide by the driving of these and other initiatives, and by all of you sort of following this advice and following this large and fantastic initiative. Let's now move to the next slide that introduces the third objective of my talk today, outlining examples of activities related to the 5th of May. Next slide. 5th of May 2011. Today, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, where do you stand on hand hygiene? It's time to move from commitment to sustained action on hand hygiene improvement. The key aim, the key objective for the 5th of May 2011 is to have all registered healthcare facilities assess the progress of their hand hygiene practices through the WHO hand hygiene self-assessment framework. What is the WHO hand hygiene self-assessment framework? This is a validated and systematic tool to obtain a situational analysis of hand hygiene promotion and practices, and to identify the level of progress within your own healthcare facilities. Next slide. Hand hygiene self-assessment framework. How can you do that? Well, very simply, you download the framework at the address that is indicated currently on the slide, on the screen, and you fill out the online form to give WHO your details. But importantly, you first need to be registered, if you are still not, on the 5th of May website, but we'll come back on that. You complete the framework and calculate the score to identify the assigned level of hand hygiene promotion and practice in your healthcare facility. It is very simple. Just access this tool and you will see how simple it is. On the next slide, you see testing the framework usability. We did it with 26 of your colleagues' institutions worldwide. The 26 respondents were, as you can see, from many countries from around the world. They were from all WHO regions, and they tested the tools. The next slide is actually showing you how long did it take? How long did it take to you to complete the hand hygiene self-assessment framework? And as you can see, the great majority of healthcare institutions did it within 1 to 2 hours. Less than 1 hour or between 1 and 2 hours is the only time you need to fill out this very easy to fill hand hygiene self-assessment framework. The next slide shows to you that this framework has been translated into French, in Spanish, next slide in Italian, and soon will be published in Portuguese, in Arabic, and of course in other languages in the nearby future. It is very important for you to use this tool. This tool we know is extremely popular. On the next slide, you see the WHO tool download numbers from the web as of the 4th of May, as of yesterday. As you can see, our how to wash hand wash poster and your 5 moment for hand hygiene posters have been extremely popular since last year on the 5th of May. But as you can see in red, the hand hygiene self-assessment framework has been extremely popular and is in actually the way to become our most popular tool. Why? Just because it is helping you. It helps you to really understand where you are, and we'll come back on this a little later. The next slide shows to you the total WHO hand hygiene tool downloads as of the 5th of May 2010. Actually, between the 5th of May 2010 and the 30th of April 2011, five days ago. So this is the download of tools over the past year, if you like, starting last year. As you can see, no less than 54,000 download of the how to hand wash poster have been made. No less than 25,000 of your 5 moments for hand hygiene posters. The poster hand hygiene when and how leaflets, the observation form, and so on and so on. And the column that shows 33,000 and more is the one of the hand hygiene self-assessment framework that was launched last year in May 2010. Today we hope that as many as 15,000 hospitals will download the material and assess the way they could improve and the way they are into hand hygiene promotion at their institution. The next slide, WHO Hand Hygiene Self-Assessment Framework Global Survey. The next slide is an invitation. After a pilot phase involving a number of invited healthcare settings and some hand hygiene national campaigns, WHO launches actually a global survey based on the use of the WHO hand hygiene framework. The main objective is to evaluate the state of progress in terms of hand hygiene infrastructure, promotional activities, performance monitoring and feedback, and institutional commitment in healthcare facilities around the world. You recognize in those main objectives the key 5 components of the multimodal hand hygiene promotion strategy. You could score yourself for each of those key element to improve. And if your scoring is not good enough, you can find a tool in order to actually go to the next level. WHO is inviting all healthcare facilities registered for Save Lives, Clean Your Hands to participate and submit their framework results online. You will all be invited within the following week to actually complete these survey. You all will be invited in this global hand hygiene self-assessment framework survey. You will get an email, but you need to be registered to Save Lives, Clean Your Hands. Each of you who are registered, you will be invited. Each of hospitals that are not registered to the Clean Your Hands, Save Lives site should register so that they could be invited actually to score themselves and see where they are. There is, of course, a strict confidentiality that will be kept on the facility's identity and will never actually tell who has been scoring and what would be your individual level of scoring. But of course, we will provide general information after that to know how much we could proceed, how much, what are the needs, what are the most important instruments that we should develop in order to go to the next level, make sure we improve patient safety worldwide. The next slide, entitled WHO Hand Hygiene Self-Assessment Framework Global Survey, is reminding you, use the framework to identify where your facility stands in terms of hand hygiene resources, practices, and promotion. And by submitting your results online, and again, you will be invited to do so next week, help WHO obtain a global picture of hand hygiene progress and identify area for further improvement. This is so important. So important for us to know where in the world are we with hand hygiene promotion so that we can identify those who can help others and make sure that patient safety will improve worldwide. To participate in the global survey, your healthcare facility must be registered for Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, and will receive an invitation by WHO within the next following 7 to 10 days. So please let your friends, let your people, let your next door hospital know about it, because that's the only way we could all make significant progress together and make sure that your next door friends will also progress. Next slide. The next slide tells you everyone is important in the success of the 5th of May. The slide is too busy, so it's divided into 3 slides. The next slide summarizes WHO commitment to Save Lives, Clean Your Hands. Please encourage through regular communications, including a monthly newsletter, availability of tools, announcing Save Lives, Clean Your Hands registration numbers, issuing new information on the global burden of healthcare-associated infection, monitoring self-assessment use, gathering of a sample of completed self-assessments, and of course, to this type of webinar that we organized on a regular basis, in particular with the help of our colleagues, friends, experts in infection control, and Paul Weber training program. Yeah. Next slide. Advocates at organizational, national, and regional level promote the use of the WHO framework and WHO hand hygiene tools for improved and sustained hand hygiene. Save Lives, Clean Your Hands commitment through registrations. 5th of May 2011, promotional activities with features on local web page. The next slide summarizes for you what is the importance of healthcare facilities, and this is key. Let me tell you, you are the one to make the difference. You are the one to make the change. Buy. Commit. It means committing. Commit. Register for Save Lives. Clean your hands. It's not already. Track progress. Track your own progress by the use of the WHO self-assessment framework. Plan actions, which means address the components of the WHO multimodal improvement strategy, use hand hygiene improvement tools, and plan reuse of the framework. Communicate, which means inform WHO on using the self-assessment framework, and plan and share other 5th May 2011 promotional activities by presenting information on local web page. Any material you send to us, we will have on the website so that people get to know about what's going on in the next door ward, in the next door hospitals, in the neighboring state, neighboring countries, and worldwide. This is so important that we all feel united in these endeavors. The next slide shows examples of activities for 2011, the importance of acknowledging key advocates from around the world. Again, go onto the website, Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, and look at the different promotional activities. The first listed international is the International Federation for Infection Control. Then you got Africa, Australia, Canada, Denmark, and so on and so on by alphabetic orders. Please submit our material. The next slide shows the importance of acknowledging key advocates around the globe again. IFIC, the International Federation of Infection Control, come together and lend a hand. Next slide shows IPCAN, the Infection Prevention and Control Africa Network, that I want to welcome specifically today on the 5th of May 2011. It's so important that infection control would be everywhere, anywhere, anytime around the world. Next slide shows the Clan Sud-Ouest in this case. I will read it in French. La campagne mondiale annuelle pour l'hygiène des mains de l'Organisation mondiale de la santé. Un soin propre est un soin plus sûr. Yes, this is in French. We need to go all over languages. There is no barrier to patient safety. There is no barrier to save lives. Next slide is showing you the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States promotional campaign promoting for the WHO campaigns and for the 5th of May, WHO hand hygiene tools promoted by CDC in the United States. An important event, critical event for next year, is shown to you on the next slide. Next slide is showing to you the ICPIC 2011, the preliminary program, is available now from the website. International Conference on Prevention and Infection Control, from the 29th of June to the 2nd of July 2011 in Geneva, Switzerland, organized by the WHO Collaborating Center on Patient Safety at the University of Geneva Hospitals. A fantastic program has been prepared. We received almost 600 abstracts from more than 60 countries from around the world. And it is fantastic to see that infection control is now a priority worldwide. So I will encourage all of you to attend this meeting. That will be a key event of the year. This meeting will be organized every 2 years. It's not a yearly meeting. It will be every 2 years. And you will see how much infection control is now endorsed worldwide and how much it is so important for all of us to share our knowledge, share our tools, share our results, and share our capacity building and capacity to help each other in this endeavor to improve patient safety. My next slide is actually a thank you. A thank you to all of you. Thank you for your support. The impact is being felt all around the world, all around the globe. Save lives. Clean your hands. The 5th of May 2011 is actually asking you, where do you stand on hand hygiene? Where is it that your institution is in the way to become a hand hygiene excellence center for promotion? Find all the information at our website, who.int.gpsc/5thofmay. Send inquiries to savelives@who.int. With this, I would like to thank you very much. I will move to the next slide that summarizes for you the WHO Patient Safety Challenge, Clean Care is Safer Care 2011 teleclass series. But I would like to end up by thanking all of you for your attention and wish you good luck promoting hand hygiene in your institution. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Professor Pittet. I think I can safely say on behalf of all of the audience what an excellent presentation you delivered, where you clearly reiterated the importance on the global issue of healthcare-associated infections and how hand hygiene can impact upon this global burden. You've also clearly outlined on this important day of the 5th of May how a relatively new campaign, it's only the third year of Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, can gather global momentum and maintain the profile of the importance of hand hygiene. And it's thanks to everyone for being part of that that has made the profile stay high on the agendas of governments, administrators, and healthcare workers and clinicians alike. Thank you very much to everyone. We're just coming to the end of the session. I want to thank you all very much from all of you around the world for listening today on behalf of the World Health Organization and Weber Training. We hope you will join future WHO free teleclasses. And from me, Claire Kilpatrick, good luck with all of your hand hygiene activities and thank you. Join us again.
Thank you.